Here he is, Manchester City headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. City resuming their Premier League campaign on Wednesday with a convincing 3-0 win over Arsenal at the Etihad Stadium. However, after the match, boss Pep Guardiola admitted that his main concern was with the injury that Eric Garcia sustained in the second half. Garcia was taken to hospital following a collision against Arsenal. The 19-year-old actually ran into, he was run into by his own goalkeeper Edison late on in the 3-0 victory. Garcia received treatment for several minutes on the pitch before being carried off on a stretcher in a neck brace. Guardiola said he responded well, but we have to wait for the next few hours. He is conscious, but I think he is going to be tested because a kick in the head is always so dangerous. The doctor told me he was conscious. I'm pretty sure we're going to do absolutely everything to be sure that everything is fine and well, Guardiola said. In terms of the 3-0 victory, City ran out comfortable winners. Raheem Sterling's goal in first half injury time, and then second half goals from De Bruyne from the penalty spot and Phil Foden in injury time at the end of the match, securing the victory that of course leaves City in second. They're now 22 points behind leaders Liverpool. Afterwards, Guardiola said, in the beginning it was a lot of energy, everybody wanted the ball, it was not quiet, we had chances, it was important to score before half-time, and I'm happy with the performance of my team, he said. Meanwhile, it's been confirmed that City's trip to Southampton on July the 5th will be shown live by the BBC as their third free-to-air Premier League match. The game will kick off at 7 p.m. on July the 5th. It's the first time since the Premier League's inception in 1992 that games will be shown live by the BBC due to the coronavirus pandemic, with all matches being shown live. BBC have four games. That's all for now. We'll have more later.